little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hi, folks, welcome back to the
Super Sensational Secret Serpent Society Special, episode number 130.
Good job.
Holy mackerel.
I'm actually proud of you for that one.
High five! High five!
Like, I can't see that high!
Gotta open your eyes next time. So, the four...
Does it look like a game, Wayne?
That looks like a game.
Yeah,
it looks like a game.
He's not playing Galaga.
It's not Pong! But it sure is.
Oh, that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., huh?
Yeah.
No.
Or.
Whatever.
Marvel.
Avengers Alliance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got shot and you're still alive?
Yep.
There's something wrong with you.
Speaking of Marvel.
I know. Well, welcome back to episode Shot Games Podcast 130. How Mimi said it was pretty awesome. All four of us are here together after several weeks of not being together, but hey,
Bye.
Stuff happens.
I forgot Peter.
Peter's back.
Peter's back. He's.
He's chilling.
Well.
I can't see him.
Which leg is he scratching?
I can't see him.
He probably hit in the back. And, oh, yeah. Wrong leg. Don't touch him.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Make sure that.
Well,
oh, he has to go outside.
To be honest, Peter never left.
Peter might be too lazy to move around. So, I guess the news last week you guys didn't cover was the most.
Nonsense.
We're saving it.
Okay.
Okay.
For you. Okay. So we'll save it till the end.
He's not even that special.
I know, but still, it is special in my opinion. We need a time machine right now. If you know what we're talking about, stay towards the end. We will talk about it. So what we're playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. I actually picked up The Evil Within. I know Jesse, you like scary movie, scary games.
Oh, yeah.
This is one I would recommend to everybody and anybody that has the balls to stay up, put your headphones on, and turn the lights off. This is good. Well, it's the same. The one who directed this game was the same one who directed all of the Resident Evil games.
Oh. I would say if it's the movies, I'm not.
No.
I know, right?
Not Anderson or whatever the hell you call his name. Horrible person. The only exceptional for that was the second one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have Nemesis on there.
That's okay.
There's
slight redemption.
I know. There's slight redemption. After that, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been playing Ultra Marvel Capcom 3 and Ultra Street Fighter 4, waiting for the new patch to come out.
For Omega.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked
yes.
about that.
What do you mean?
You're definitely way more excited than we were.
Yeah. We were like, I should definitely be here.
Because I am a fighting game. I'm a fighting game.
So am I. I mean, Street Fighter is my fighting game. Mimi's is Tekken's. I'm Street Fighter. But even now, I'm like, yeah, they're beating a dead horse now.
It's just a game mode. I mean, you read the news article that came out with it. It's,
yeah.
You know, an homage to Alpha, Third Strike, you know, pretty much all the older games. In my opinion, this...
Bring back the parry system.
Which is pretty cool.
I love
the parry system. Look it up, Daigo. Daigo was Justin Long, Evo 2004. I was there.
Daigo.
There was a typo.
Typo.
I was confused. I didn't know what was going
Daigo,
on.
Daigo, typo.
It's
typo
Diago. Is Diago. D-I-A-G-O.
Diago. Idiots. Alright, so next in line will be
Wayne.
Oh god.
Wayne.
Bore us to death, please.
Well, if you asked for it. So I've been playing more Marvel Avengers Alliance, of course. G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, Android, Transformers Legends, Doctor Who Legacy, whatever it was.
By the way, the word of the day is Marvel.
Marvel.
Yeah, I haven't really played any Marvel games
Marvel.
Other than Legends.
Marvel!
Marvelous.
I did play more, did play a little bit more, Forza Horizon 2, though.
How you like it so far? Any auto drive for you?
No, you don't have an option for auto drive on.
Good!
On Horizon 2. That's more on the Forza Motorsport series.
Good, but still, you have to be a lazy ass. He goes to the bathroom, takes a dump, comes back out, I'm not done yet, I'm still winning. Goes to bed, wakes up, oh, 10 achievements.
Down the trigger.
Yep. No, it's auto. You start it and just goes, right, Wayne?
I don't know if there's any achievements you can really get for using that feature.
Well, didn't you use that about a year ago with George?
I used a little bit of it. I didn't use a lot.
Ass.
those really super long courses that took like an hour to run. Yeah, those. That's when I used it. But I did an hour long course on the finale for Forza Horizon 2 with the Jeep. The military Jeep took half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Alright, that's all you can play this week, Wayne?
That's it.
Alright, next!
Yeah, Mimi.
Chef, 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 chef,
chef. What?
Well, not really much since Sunday, since it's only Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
That Marvel bug got us.
The Marvel got us. Marvel!
Damn you.
Marvel.
Meh, bro.
Marvel.
Okay, so yeah, Mimi hasn't been playing anything.
Yeah!
Okay, so what had happened was I actually finished my cosplay ahead of time.
Which is pretty awesome.
It's a pretty rare feat. But now I'm just like really confused because I feel like I should be working on something. I'm just like sitting there like, do I want to start something? Do I want to start a new project?
Do I want today?
Do I want to work on my phonics?
Nope.
No.
Nah. Next!
I actually haven't been playing too much this week. I've been quite busy with work. So not too much. However,
How's work been since? Welcome to life, right?
Yeah, anyway.
Welcome to life.
So anyway, it's been pretty hectic. But however, yesterday, Final Fantasy XIV patch 2.4 did go live. And it's been well flooded. They had extended the patch time from 24 hours to 25 hours.
An extra hour.
To pretty much beef up the servers because they understood that by waiting all day Monday and opening the game back up on Tuesday, which is when the servers reset are, that everyone normally floods the servers on Tuesdays anyway because at the time Circus Tower drop rates reset. So you can start getting your one drop for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And they understood that, but with the implemented patch 2.4, they got rid of the drop limit. So now you can just need or greed on everything. So, of course, Circus Tower's going to be flooded with all these people trying to get their Sands of Time, their Oils of Time, and their Alien Tombstones and stuff like that, and any kind of gear that they need. So, upon understanding, I am going to drop you.
There's a lot of it.
I warned you.
I didn't think you were gonna do it.
You forgot this is my bad shoulder?
Somebody got the flu shot.
I got more than just a flu shot. They gave me everything. All kinds of.
They raped your shoulder. And then
all
some.
Kinds of vaccines and everything. But yeah, so. So with patch 2.4 and the implementation of the Circus Tower limit removal. They also implemented the Rogue and Ninja class into the game as planned. So now everybody and their mothers and grandmothers and, you know, second cousins twice removed are going and they're just flooding the Rogue Guild to the point where I actually got a 90k disconnection a couple of times just by standing in the guild. So
pathetic.
It was pretty intense. But I did start my Rogue class and I gotta admit, it's really nice. I mean, there are some things that I wish they would do a little bit more with, but for the most part, it's a lot of fun. Your character's fighting technique is pretty cool. And then the, The gear actually is pretty cool. And then, they changed the tombstone drops that you get. You're no longer getting any kind of mythology tomes. They got rid of that just like they got rid of the philosophy tomes with the implementation of, I think, patch 2.3. So,
they got rid of 2.0.
Yeah, I don't agree with that Lobo. Lobo was stupid. But, so there's no more Alien Tombstones of Mythology. You trade those in. It's, I think, 2,000 tombstones for 500 soldiery tomes. But they kept the soldiery tomes. They increased the drop rate on those by a bit to make up for the mythology tomes. And then they added Alien Tombstones of Poetics. And with those, they also implemented level 120 gear and level 125 gear. I think there was one level 130 gear, but I had to double check that. But that new gear is beastly, to say the least. So that's pretty much all I've played was Final Fantasy 14. And
Oh, real quick before we move on, we hit 400 likes this week.
Yes, thank you guys.
401, thank you guys very much.
I should fact check that number.
I don't have my phone on me.
Oh, goodness. Fidel, fact check that number. Oh, God.
Noise.
Fact check the number.
How many likes do we have?
What are you saying?
Let's find out here.
It took you long enough, Wayne.
401.
401, okay.
401. So we are going to be doing a giveaway after this weekend. Hopefully we pick up some nice little...
tidbits for you guys for during our kamikaze.
And then we will let you know what the deal is. Usually pretty basic giveaways, like us, share us.
Yeah, the typical schmug stuff and whatnot.
But hey, it's free stuff.
Free stuff is free stuff.
I know.
And it's kamikaze.
And even the shipping's free.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday, us four knuckleheads are going to be at Kamikaze at downtown LA Convention Center. So if you guys see us, if you guys don't know who we are, you guys have to look through our Facebook page to see who we are. Say what's up to us. Say hi. Say what's up. Selfies.
Yep. Pet the dog. We got
Mage
with us.
I know. Hopefully. And Mage doesn't bite.
Not at all.
Licks a lot, though.
He licks you a lot, and he had the cold nose.
Good old Mage.
Yep.
All right, so let's get to the news. Well, Wayne's still trying to fight made-up monsters.
Demons.
Whatever.
Special
Demons
up.
Monsters, how's that? Five Nights at Freddy's? Tweeting you.
First S, now F. Holy hell. Well... since the last podcast, Jesse, all of us together, introduced me to Five Nights at Freddy's. So, after the last podcast we were together, I actually did download it. And over the weekend, that same weekend, I played it, and I got really, really hooked into it. play it with the headphones on, nice high-definition headphones, lights off, and make sure no one's behind you, or make sure you're not standing or something.
Full screen that.
Full screen that bitch. And I got up to night four, which is hard as hell, and you said it gets, night five was...
The further you get along during the week, the harder it becomes, and if you think it stops at night five, you're sadly mistaken.
No!
You are sadly mistaken. Night six is the kicker.
I heard.
And then after night six is even another one. You got night seven. That's the custom night. Try to beat that on 2020.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. So, also this week, Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2.
They had the trailer for that. It's currently on the Steam Greenlight.
Yep.
So, you can all go with that. I've been keeping tabs with Scott, the creator of the game. And... the beta has already been completed, and there's been some feedback for the beta, and basically, he's got some work to do.
Uh-oh.
He's got to rebalance it, because the main feedback that he's been getting is, it's a simple two words, just Foxy wins every time.
Fucking Foxy.
Foxy will win every time. They just said Foxy is just way too OP in that game. It's over.
Destroyed.
Yeah, wow. They said Foxy wins every time, so... he said he's got some work to do. He's got to try and rebalance, try to figure something out. But
we're waiting for it.
By watching the videos and by reading the descriptions that Scott has so cleverly made, we've been able to come up with some theories based on some help from other peeps around the internet.
Uh-huh.
But basically, everyone was wondering, based on the trailer, you could put on a mask that resembles Freddy's face,
yeah.
Right? And they're like, why don't you just leave the mask on for the entire game and they won't attack you?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Because a lot of people wondering the same thing, including myself. So upon some research and some stuff like that, reading the description, the new animatronics are linked with the latest technology in facial recognition. And they're linked to the criminal databases. Back in the 1980s, when they had the bite, I think, of 87 or 84, I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
When they had that issue, and then... back in the 80s when they had that one man who dressed up as Freddy Fazbear and killed all those kids after hours. It's not really a spoiler, it's just a backstory for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, all kinds of noises tonight. Must be Halloween.
Yeah.
But But yeah, because that whole thing happened after hours, and the person in the costume was eventually caught and put in the jail for it.
Yeah.
His data, his story is in the criminal database, which all the new animatronics are linked to. So, therefore, the mask will protect you from the old animatronics.
But not the new one.
But not the new ones, because they're going to see you dressed as Freddy Fazbear after hours, and they're going to link to the criminal system and recognize that story and that situation, and they're going to come after you because they're going to think you're doing the same thing. So this is where it starts getting tricky. And, of course, there's no doors.
And they crawl through the air vents.
Yeah, they crawl through the air ducts and the air vents now.
I was reading about
that. The game is going to be a lot more in-depth and a lot more terrifying than the first one, but I'm pretty excited.
You and I both. Turn up the sound, put on the headphones, and turn off the lights.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely, if you got a minute, go check out Steam, upvote it, make sure it gets funded and put out.
Absolutely.
Indie games.
Every time.
All right, so let's get to the news. Mimi, this is yours.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon.
People. I can't see. Open your eyes.
Alright, so obviously Pokemon's coming out. If you're not familiar with the Pokemon series, I will slap you.
What? What's that?
Slap. Slap. So, as you know, usually when a game comes out, there's two versions. It always, for example, red and blue, blah, blah, blah.
Yellow, this time green. Around,
yeah, so on and so on. This time, obviously, it's the remake of Ruby and Sapphire, so this time, instead of some people don't have friends. They play by themselves. They're afraid to ask people for trades.
Yeah.
Not pointing fingers or anything.
Yeah,
but,
we're just looking at one person in here.
And it's not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Wah, wah. High five!
Poor Peter.
Anyway.
No, actually, Peter has friends.
Peter has friends. He's got a whole web of them.
Yeah.
They kill their friends. I don't think that counts.
Oh, whatever.
Cannibalism. Okay. Alright.
Anyways, so to kind of get around that, you know how usually sometimes you have to buy one cartridge and then like maybe 6 months down the lane you end up buying the other cartridge and then you basically trade games with yourself for some reason, you have two consoles.
Which actually, considering the amount of different exclusive special edition 3DSs that they've been coming out with, like X and Y, linked between worlds, and
it's not really unheard of for someone to have two.
No,
exactly. That's true.
So, anyways, what they're doing this time around is that they are coming out with a bundle package. It's gonna be one cartridge, and it's gonna include both Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. And if you purchase the bundle, you get like 500 potions.
200.
I was close.
Not even.
I just bit my tongue.
But it's only available at Best Buy and Amazon.
Wait, what was it? You just bit your tongue?
I bit my tongue.
That means you won't be able to pronounce any S's. That's not good.
That's even worse. That's even... Oh, nose.
Oh, nose.
Nose? Where?
Right here.
Nose.
My big old schnoz.
But yeah, it's definitely, you know, if you're one of those people that buys both games because you don't have anybody else to play with, then that's definitely something you can look into. Yeah, it is. I mean, it is $80, but if you are going to be buying both games eventually down the line,
why not?
Why not shell it out and get 200 potions that you're never going to use because you're going to upgrade to your super potions?
Yeah. Well, if you buy $80 and then taxed,
yeah.
When the regular 3DS games is what?
$39.99?
Yep.
Is it $39?
Yep.
So that as well comes around the same price.
Yeah.
Give or take. Yep.
Yep. Just get your potions to get the heads up.
And also head another start. Pokemon news.
Which you could just sell all those potions and get something useful.
You can do that too. Mega Diancie is available at GameStop right now. You get a little card with the code on it and you can download and all that mess.
Just like the Gengar.
And all the recent
Gengar!
The recent download that they've been doing. Once you get Pokemon Alpha,
Oras. O-R-A-S. Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
What they said. That's what he said.
The look on Jesse and on both of our faces like, what the hell?
I'm just rambling right now. I'm really tired. I'm really tired. I bit my tongue. I'm a little disoriented right now. Okay, yeah, when you get the new game, you can transfer her into the game and she can become a magical girl. I mean, a Mega Evolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the special download is live. Get the special download, it's free.
Indeed.
And That's if you have a Club Nintendo account, or not Club, a Pokemon Trainers Club account.
Or if you're a Nintendo account member.
Yeah, that too. you'll end up getting the download code, and the free download is basically, it's not version specific, so it's just a download of the game. So it'll say Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire on the demo screen, and then you start it up, and it's a pretty short demo, but you can play it as many times as you want, and each time is something a little different each time, and it's situational, so the situation will change depending on which time. And then there's also been confirmed 2 secret missions in the demo so far. There's one as of yesterday, and today I think the second one was found. It's a little slightly bit different, but you get some stuff for them, I think. Not entirely sure, but it's definitely worth a look.
Yep, and then sticking with Nintendo news, some great Wii U news, actually. Wii U has, Nintendo itself has been making a huge profit in the last quarter. The quarter numbers have just come out.
About time.
It's about time. Huge. It's 600,000 units sold for the Wii U alone. The 3DS has dropped a little, but that's kind of to be expected since they announced the new one going on.
Yeah, that's
pretty typical. We expected that.
New technology dropped the price on old.
Exactly. So, Wii U sales are up. They're only going to continue to go up. A certain game comes out next month.
Yeah.
Anyways, the game that's definitely carrying the Wii U right now, that everyone's super excited about, you should definitely play it. It's a fun game to play.
It is.
If you ever want to settle any disputes or get rid of some friends, you can play this game as well with them.
Or figure out what's for dinner.
Pizza! What? It's true. Shoot.
Hamburger!
He's buying.
And you're not eating.
Just bring a pie.
Pie.
Anyway, so Mario Kart 8 is definitely one of the hard-hitting games right now for the Wii U. That's definitely keeping sales up.
It's a fun game.
And one of the cool things about the Wii U that a lot of people didn't really know about, a lot of you skeptics out there that still don't know the Wii U, is that they're actually following through pretty well with their DLCs.
Yep.
Mario Kart 8 is one of those games that had the pretty, I wouldn't say extensive quite yet,
but a good,
it's coming.
A good amount, though.
A good amount of DLC, very appealing DLC. It's not just a skin here and a skin there. It's actual character maps. For example, we got this new one coming out.
Oh, yeah. Mario Kart 8.
Yep, we're getting the Zelda-themed DLC pack next month in November here, which is just around the corner. And they announced the newest track they announced is the Excitebike Arena.
Yep, which is included in the Zelda-themed DLC pack.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
So,
it really looks cool,
actually. Excitebike? Really?
And they're also bringing back, I think, the Yoshi.
The Yoshi Island one?
Yep, they're bringing that back.
I think that's coming back. Also something about an F-Zero track, possibly, so.
Okay, so recently, several weeks ago, we talked about how the Nintendo president will be, stepped down for some unknown reason. Now he resumes his regular roles in Nintendo, following an actual tumor removal. So that's what we knew about. He said it looks like he lost a lot of weight, healthier following the removal of the tumor in his bile duct. So pretty much in his, that's one of the things that you don't want to get stuck to. The bile duct. A lot of toxic stuff goes through there. And right now, so pretty much he's back on the chair, the helm of Nintendo. He is. Let's see what else. He returned about this week. Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. So the surgery was back in June, and where the doctor removed pretty much a tumor from his bile duct. Speaking today during Nintendo's latest earnings presentation, which is a great way for him to come back to. It was like, hey, we made profit, right?
Yeah. And considering the profit they made, they have billions upon billions of dollars in the bank, and even more billions and billions and billions of dollars in assets
alone.
Yeah,
they are blowing competition out of the water in terms of monetary assets and monetary saving. It's pretty redonkulous, actually.
Really redonkulous. As a PlayStation 4, feel free, Jesse.
Hey, you know what? I might be a PlayStation guy, but I'm back with Nintendo all the way.
Okay. News.
Yeah, shooting on to some Sony news. PS4 is getting an open world horror game. It's called Grave. It's from the makers of Broken Window Studio, and the game will launch across the Xbox One PC and the PS4. So the game seems to be pretty interesting. I'm not too familiar with the game itself.
Same here.
But
open world format.
Yeah, so open world is basically what like Hyrule Warriors or the new Zelda game is going to be like.
Yeah.
Fallout was more of an open world kind of game. You could do whatever you wanted throughout the game, but you can still follow a storyline if you wanted to. But the new trailer is live. You can search for it, and I'm pretty sure it's up on YouTube somewhere. You can look for that too. But it was funded through Kickstarter, and they concluded their funding in April with a with more than $37,000 pledged against its $30,000 goal. So they've gotten a little bit more than what they bargained for,
which is
great
awesome
because
thing.
That usually what developers end up doing with that extra money is putting it towards DLC content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean that's a great thing, but you can play the work in progress version of Grave on your PC by downloading the demo, and Google is your best friend. Just search it up, and I'm pretty sure you can find it. But yeah, when they went up, they said the main goal was to make Grave to scare the living crap out of players, and that is quoted. And then
hopefully it's
more
as scary as they say.
Yeah, and more on Grave will be released later next year. But it looks to be a pretty interesting game, and so far from what I see, it's visually pleasing. You know, visually clear.
And
it looks like it would be pretty frightening.
Like an open world Doom version thing.
Could be.
Kinda, yeah.
Could be.
Come
yeah.
on, Doom.
So that's something to look forward to.
Doom 4.
Also, PlayStation Plus, the free games for November for the PS3, PS4, and the PS Vita. They revealed both lists for the US and UK PlayStation Plus free games. And it's pretty wide. For the PS4, you're going to get The Binding of Isaac Rebirth, which was a cult hit maybe I think about a month and a half ago. You got SteamWorld Dig, which is a Western action-themed action platformer. For PS3, now these are just some ideas of some of the games they're offering. PS3, you got Frozen Synapse Prime and Luftrausch.
Ooh, Frozen Synapse Prime. Nice.
Yeah, so those are going to be free for PlayStation Plus users. Yeah. For the Vita, you got The Hungry Horde and Escape Plan. So, I mean, if you have any of those three systems or all three systems or any combination of which... if you don't, they're still
just
worth adding the games to your account because they are free. And as long as you have a PlayStation Plus account, you can play the games as much as you want. If you're like me, where I let my PlayStation Plus account expire, they still remain downloaded on your system, but they lock up. So you won't be able to play them, but simply renew your PlayStation Plus account and they unlock it for you and you can play it again. So,
alrighty, so for us Xbox One user... here's an ad that lists you order Domino's Pizza from your couch.
No, with that, that means I'm leaving.
Hey, man.
Are you done with those Sony news? The YouTube app went live for Sony?
Yeah, they did finally get the YouTube app.
That's right. The patch went through.
Yep.
I actually downloaded my patch yesterday.
That's not how it is.
It's not bad. I mean, they had a little disclaimer now when you shut down your console via the controller, like hold the PlayStation Plus home button, go down to shut down console. They put up a disclaimer now on the screen until the system actually shuts off. It says, don't unplug the power until the light on the top of the system actually shuts off. Yeah. I guess people were waiting, and what the PlayStation would do was when you hit the log off, it would go to a black screen as it was shutting down. And then the light on the top of the PlayStation was a pulsing white light as it was shutting down, which means it's still on, it's still shutting down. And then when it was done shutting down, the light would go off.
Ooh.
So I guess people took that the black screen when the game was off, when it was still in the process of shutting down, unplugged the power source, and started corrupting some stuff.
Don't look at the screen, look at the console itself.
Yep. Exactly. That's the big thing. Just because the screen doesn't show anything doesn't mean the system's not still on.
Yeah.
But this could be fun. Definitely. This is interesting.
Pizza Giant reportedly planning to announce an app in November, so pretty much coming up in a couple of days. Kinect Controls allows you to say, Domino's, feed me, to start your order. Wow, how more lazy can we all get?
Yeah.
Pretty lazy.
That's pretty. I like to go on my phone, call the number, so hey, I want to talk to the actual person. Not...
I
know. Well, I mean, if you remember that Pizza Hut had an app on the 360.
I don't understand them.
So.
What's that?
We did have a Pizza Hut app on the 360, so it's not something that's really that new, but the Kinect feature is what makes this really stand out.
Can I have a Papa John's app instead? Because I like Papa John's.
Yeah, I'd rather have a Papa John's. Yeah.
Most of the stuff costs pizza, then it's kind of okay.
Okay. Alright, so we have the last news here for the
day.
Well,
before we get into this last one here, we'll talk a little bit about, how about the Master Chief Collection? A lot of people are getting upset because there is going to be a day one patch that is 20 gigabytes.
Master Chief, or you're talking about...
Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yep. A 20 gigabyte first day patch. That's, that is painful. That's a whole game right
20 gigs?
Yeah. So,
I feel sorry for the people that... Never mind.
Developers at 343 have come forward and said, hey, you know what? We had a choice. We could either make a day one downloadable patch, 20 gigabytes, so you could have a seamless interaction. You wouldn't have to worry about swapping discs or anything. Or we can make two discs, and you have to get up, swap the disc, and continue gameplay.
Back and forth, yeah.
Yeah,
and
like the PlayStation.
Yeah, which was kind of a joke.
Let's name a few games, shall we? Final Fantasy VII.
PlayStation 1.
Uh-huh. What else?
Mass Effect 3.
The PlayStation 1.
Mass Effect 3.
Another one right there.
Halo 4.
Another one right...
I think Mass Effect 3 was the only PS3 game that was dual disc.
Yeah.
Multi-disc.
Multi-disc. And well, then, it carried a lot of stuff anyways. But still, you know.
Yeah, and then Halo 4, Xbox.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else?
Let's see.
I don't know what else was out there, but there's a lot of stuff over the years.
Yeah, so...
But Dino Crisis.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about this myself.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
The most recent one. For Xbox.
Oh, you're right.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was madness because you had to have at least 8 gigs of memory and people were trying to play it on their 4 gig Xbox.
No!
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know why people would cheap out on a 4 gig.
Well, it's usually the parents that let the 9-year-old play Grand Theft Auto.
And you can buy a hard drive later, too.
Yeah,
so.
No.
Not all right. I'm not really too concerned about it myself. The nice thing about it is, if you are pre-ordering the digital copy on the Xbox One, don't worry about it. You're gonna get to, pre-download the game anyways, and you get to pre-download the patch.
Okay.
So it's not that big of a deal, really. You can download everything now and be ready to play when it launches.
Yep. So. And what was the other news about?
Destiny.
That's the one I was thinking of earlier. I don't know why it's good.
Destiny. Bungie is sticking it to the man.
No.
Bungie recently announced...
That's the former man.
The former man. Yeah. But who happens to not really be the man anymore. But Bungie's sticking it to Microsoft now. But in turn, they're kind of hurting the players. Bungie recently announced that they're releasing a DLC pack, or at least the first part of a DLC pack, for... I can't remember the name of the download patch or the download DLC, but it's basically more of an expansion than just a patch. So they're going to be giving you, I think, 3 more strikes, a new raid, and a bunch of other things, including the game, for about $20. And it's going to give you quite a bit more gameplay, and it's going to be a Sony exclusive.
Only. Sony only, not Microsoft.
Yeah, so Sony only. So PS3 users and PS4 users will still be able to get the $20 expansion pack, while Microsoft users will be left in the dust, at least, and this is quoted, at least until fall of 2015.
Wow.
So...
That's a big one.
That is. That's about a year
that
Xbox One and Xbox 360 Destiny players won't be able to get that patch or that expansion, at least... And they said that's about the first part, which means it's going to be a second part.
Yeah, this part number 2.
So that means that 360 and the Xbox One players, if they get the first part patch later on in fall 2015 or later, then they're going to have a lot of catching up to do, while PS3 and PS4 users can go right into the second patch.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people are pretty outraged about that.
Okay. Well, that whole idea is nothing really new. I mean, Microsoft's been doing that with Call of Duty for years, where they'll get the DLC first, but it's usually only like a month, 2 months max, you know, before the DLC comes
to
the system.
But a year?
A year is
a
huge.
A 1 year patch. That's,
that is just nuts.
Yeah. Alright, so, that's all the late-breaking news, video game news. Actually, we have one more. Come on, Wayne, hurry the hell up.
Well, Microsoft is trying to get back and get back to the big spot here.
Sure. So he's trying to get back to the big spot. Holiday season's coming up, especially how Xbox One's doing, quote unquote, on the market shares. Their Xbox One gets a $50 price cut during the holidays. So if you guys haven't got yours yet, this is a great time to get it.
Or get a Wii U.
Or get a Wii U,
which is cheaper and better, in my opinion.
shinier.
I got all three. I can't complain.
It's only in the U.S. for now. This deal won't be available in U.K. or Canada.
That's true. As long as you're within a pretty good radio range with the Wii U, you can play it on the Game
Pad. That's
true. Which is amazing. And if you're watching Netflix, you can watch it on your gamepad.
Yeah. So basically, here's a breakdown of the deal. You got the Kinect free Xbox One for $350. You got the Xbox One with the Kinect for $450. The Assassin's Creed bundle without Kinect comes a copy of the Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Unity for $350. And of course, you get that same version, but with comes with a copy of Black Flag, Unity, and Dance Central Spotlight for $450, so $100 more.
I don't see how Dance Central Spotlight fits into an Assassin's Creed bundle.
That's true.
It's the satisfying
mutter. I know, I guess. And also, Xbox One Sunset Overdrive bundle comes with a game, the White Council, which I'm thinking of getting, and the White Controller for $350.
Not bad, huh?
Yay, I know, that's pretty cool.
The deal, however, is only going to be good through January 3rd.
So pretty much until the
holiday season.
Until the third day of the new year. So you guys got some time to save up. You guys been warned. Save it up.
Bye now.
Okay, so let's get to the main news this week. These guys actually slightly covered it because I wasn't here. It's about the leak.
Yeah, I have a list of things to talk about.
I'm running out to the car. I'll be right back.
Cool. No, we don't need a list.
The list?
We don't need a list.
The list?
The list.
List?
We do not need a list.
Bye.
No, don't leave me.
Spider!
Scared.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, what are you doing?
To the car.
Why?
It's Freddy the Spider.
What are we going to do now? Gone.
He wants to go play more Zelda.
Go ahead and start talking about it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Fine. Anyways.
So, this... Damn it, you guys.
This has been a crazy week since...
It's been a crazy... Since
Sunday. Well, since last week.
We start with who was announced to play Doctor Strange?
Okay, so this from... It kind of
actually, no. Let's do chronological order. First, it was the leak footage, the 2.5-minute leak footage of Avengers 2.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out this week, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, somebody leaked it on Tuesday, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, ahead of advance, that showed every little thing that we've been waiting for. How the twin, the miracle, quote-unquote miracle twins would look like, how would Ultron and his demeanor would look like, and
Hulkbuster
versus, Iron Man. You got Don Cheadle, a.k.a.
Iron Patriot.
Yep.
Colonel Rhodey Rhodes. And actually, if you guys haven't seen the extended trailer, he doesn't have the Iron Patriot trying to move Thor's hammer.
That's right.
He doesn't have the Iron Patriot color scheme anymore.
It's
so it's
War
back
Machine.
To War Machine. So screw both of you.
At least for now.
No.
For now.
Iron. It's War Machine.
It's War Machine.
It's War Machine. Shut up, Wayne. Okay, so getting back to there, you had the whole lot of action going on, and
so,
then
so it leaked. Obviously, Marvel did not leak it,
and then
in brilliant response to it, what did they say
on the Twitter page? It says, "Damn it, comma Hydra." And after releasing that, they also released an HD version of the same leaked footage. So, in my opinion, the loser of that was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But now, since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out, you know, it's not slightly the loser of it. They brought out the same trailer, but with the Comic-Con San Diego 2014 exclusive of them trying to the cast of Avengers 2 trying to move Thor's hammer when he put it down on the coffee table.
Yep.
Fear not, mortals. I have returned.
There is no God around here.
Anyway, all right.
At least he doesn't dress like that.
Yeah.
There's curtains.
And then, okay, of course, the quote-unquote another blockbuster, supposedly blockbuster, the name drop of Dr. Stephen Strange was going to be played by
Cucumber Patch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's what I said.
You said Benadryl. No, I said Benedict Cumberbatch. You said
Benadryl.
Replay it! Put it back! Replay it!
It's better than
you can do that as much as you want.
Yeah, I know. But,
Bandicoot Kumquat.
I thought it was Crash Bandicoot.
Bandicoot
Crash Batch. Alright, so it's supposed to be him, but
Up until yesterday's announcement, they actually were having...
Agent M.
Agent M went live on his Twitter and he basically said...
No.
Nope. He said, if it were true, don't you think we would have announced it today? Mm-hmm. Today being yesterday when they had held their special event up in LA.
And that one...
That one
showed everything of the new games. The movies coming out from now, 2014, up until 2020. So 2020, it showed it's chronological of Black Panther, Doctor Strange, The Inhumans. You also got Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, yep. Captain America: Civil War. It's gonna be a doozy one. What else? You also got
Captain Marvel. And might I add that it's not just any Captain Marvel. It actually is Carol Danvers.
The female.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They definitely made a big point to point out during
about time. Right? A female lead.
Inhumans.
Elektra does not count.
No.
The other one would be a two-part Avengers movie. It would be a... what the hell's going on over there?
The dogfight.
I know. Where's Michael Vick? Alright, so actually a two-part Avengers quote-unquote 3, it was called Infinity War. It's about Thanos' Infinity Glove with Infinity Stones.
Gauntlet.
Yep. Glove.
Don't forget about the Inhumans.
I said Inhumans.
There is a big difference between a glove and a gauntlet. And if you're not sure what that difference is...
Thanos?
No. if you're unsure what the difference is between a glove and a gauntlet...
Medievalized.
Let me slap you with a gauntlet. Exactly. Let me slap you with a gauntlet
and see which one is different.
Actually, I do have an iron gauntlet in my apartment.
And what are gloves made of?
Leather or something cheaper.
Leather, cloth, whatever.
So use condom.
I don't think so.
We did that with San Diego State back in the day.
That's gross.
No.
We use warm milk.
Moving on.
We use warm milk. All right. So
that's nasty.
So everything. If you guys haven't seen another leak footage of the Infinity War, it pretty much towards the end it shows Thanos holding all stones embedded in his gauntlet with his left hand.
Of course, that's the Infinity Gauntlet.
We need a time machine because
we need to see it.
Part 1 doesn't come out until 2018. Part 2 doesn't come out until 2019.
Yeah.
It's really, really far away.
3.5 years.
You're looking at May.
Really, really far away.
Both of those years.
Yeah.
May, since Avengers 1.
Every year,
it's going to be insanely stupid.
Yep.
Every other year, they're going to break records. They're going to break their own records.
They are. They're going to break their own records. Especially with Infinity Wars. It's going to be redonkulous.
I'm going to say this right now. A friend of mine said, oh, that's nothing. Batman v Superman is going to be better.
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
I'm going to call DC out right now. Where are you guys at?
They have me.
With a Wonder Woman movie.
Eventually.
What? Them dressed up as Wonder Woman?
Right.
I can't believe you guys...
DC, here's what else DC wants to do. This may come as a surprise to some of you. Obviously, DC's been doing a lot of origin stories on TV. Like there's a little miniseries and stuff like that.
I can give a hand, a nice clap for Flash.
They've been doing well on that.
Smallville. Well, Smallville's still one of my favorites.
Smallville was great.
Well, now that you mentioned Smallville, I should throw this in.
Yeah, just take a guess at what the new series is.
Okay, so you know how Gotham's out right now. She's supposed to be the, you know...
Yeah.
Take a stab. What do you think the new series is going to be?
Another Superman?
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to do a Superman origin story.
Well, they're also planning on doing Supergirl.
See, Supergirl would make sense, but do we really need another Superman origins?
No, it's called Smallville!
Right? Yeah, Smallville did a great
job.
I
can tell why you guys are behind Marvel. That's why Marvel is in another galaxy.
Yeah.
And these guys... pun intended.
You're right.
Thank you! Finally!
Yeah.
They're in another galaxy over DC. DC is just still trying to crawl out of the hole that they did with Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
Y'all
screwed.
Marvel's also got Agent Carter coming up in January for a TV series.
Yep.
Which is looking good.
Did you guys know it's a Captain America spinoff?
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah.
Agent Carter.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is starting to step things up, and it's rumored that they will be bringing the Inhumans into the storyline of Marvel Agents
Slowly.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They have to. I mean,
yeah, they obviously
I am
to.
Still waiting for Tony Stark to show up, the man, the god, the myth,
you
the
have 2 weeks.
Himself.
Two weeks.
They did introduce Mockingbird.
2 weeks. Yep, Mockingbird is in there. One of the main characters actually in the series right now is supposedly possibly an Inhuman. and she doesn't know it.
Interesting, and it would make a lot of sense.
So.
It's definitely a good
That'd
way.
Be a great gateway.
Yeah.
Definitely a great gateway.
Yeah,
which
definitely.
Which Marvel is doing so well right now. And what Jesse and I were talking about the other day was about Fox and Sony. They're getting boxed in right now by everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because technically Inhumans would be fitting with the X-Men universe.
Yes.
X-Men universe, Fantastic Four.
Well, that's what Marvel has to be very careful about, is not to let the Inhumans be labeled the same as mutants, because they are not the same.
They're not the same.
Yeah, they're actually not claiming to be the same.
Because
they rely so close, they tie in so closely with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
The reason why is that is because Sony and Fox trademark mutants,
mm-hmm.
and thank you MCU for saying they're miracle children. They are miracle children. Screw you, Fox.
I kind of see what they're doing, though. They're building this wall around where Fox can go. The Fox is going to run out of storylines to take.
Yep.
Well, what else are they going to do? After this...
During Apocalypse.
After Apocalypse.
So mm-hmm. that's another Wolverine.
That's another Wolverine. That's when he comes back.
And Deadpool.
They're going to kill him.
Deadpool! And that's one thing I'm stoked about other than Apocalypse.
Yeah,
what
but
else?
I mean, I'm still extremely wary about the Deadpool movie, man. They better not mess it up.
Yeah.
If they do, that's the final straw.
It would be.
If it comes out as PG-13, I am not going to watch it.
Neither will half the world that was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, an interesting article I read the other day was pointing at the possibility that, Marvel and Sony making talks to bring characters over into the different universes.
But here's the thing. People ask Kevin Finch about, hey, what's going on with Spider-Man? He said there's no talks with it right now, and if mm-hmm. there's anything going on with it, you will hear it from the people close to me.
Yeah.
So right now, zero. Not going to work.
At least at this point. However, the sources that we're reading that Marvel actually potentially wants to bring Andrew Garfield over as Spider-Man. Keep him as Spider-Man because he plays it well.
Of course, oh, yeah, I really like.
Even though the story hasn't been that great with the last few movies,
well,
they've been okay.
It's better than Spider-Man 3.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? There's only so much an actor can do to try and save a script.
Yeah.
A
franchise. Exactly.
Too.
There's only so much an actor can do to try and save a script. They're mm-hmm. pretty much tied.
So
I'm kind of seeing Sinister Six as being a trade drop.
Sinister
Six is going to be a train wreck.
I feel like
in
Jim
my
Carrey
opinion.
Right now.
I see the same thing. I'm worried about how that's gonna play
and
out.
Especially without Spider-Man in it.
Yeah, like how are you going to do that without Spider-Man?
And as you guys said, there can only be little things they can do now. Especially
mm-hmm.
especially how Marvel, MCU got Ghost Rider back.
Yep.
They got Daredevil back.
Yeah.
They got Punisher back.
Yep.
And those three are starting to do a Netflix miniseries now. So
right.
Those three right there. Who else they don't own yet?
Were they trying to get Blade back?
Oh, they got Blade back.
Blade is back.
They got Blade back. So the only thing's missing is the X-Men and of course Spider-Man.
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Electro
was probably Daredevil.
Yeah.
So they got that back too.
Yeah. So everything from Daredevil, Electro, everything. So the only thing missing right now is that. Fantastic Four as well. I forgot.
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
Right.
Yeah,
back.
Oh, I am not looking forward to that relaunch.
What relaunch?
They're rebooting it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said.
What? When did they keep pushing back? No, maybe they're.
Who's rebooting it?
Fox.
God.
Yeah.
And I thought.
I thought you were saying that they got the Fantastic Four back to
no,
Marvel.
No. I wish.
No.
I wish.
I was like, how are you not excited to look forward to that?
No.
That you said that Disney's the one, or Fox is the one rebooting it, now I see why you're despairing.
So pretty much the only thing you got right now is Fantastic Four, 50-50, X-Men, and also, which is Spider-Man. That's it. They
mm-hmm.
only got, in my opinion, two left to make some money off of.
I'm really still really skeptical about Deadpool, just because.
Yeah.
All right, let's drop.
With Deadpool, when the Deadpool video game came out, if you want to talk business and demographics,
that
like
was
that.
Awesome.
Deadpool game was fun.
So awesome.
Yeah.
It was rated M for mature.
Yeah.
And as all you gamers should know,
blood, guts, gore,
sex,
language,
sex,
violence,
language, violence,
lots of violence.
Deadpool.
Pancakes.
Pineapple.
Yep.
So, obviously the game's rated M. Who's supposed to be playing rated M games?
18 and above.
Mature adults. Not your little 8-year-old.
Not anyone.
Yeah.
Not anyone that young. So I just have this... Why'd you touch my ear for?
Come on, hey, come on. So I have to go somewhere.
Touching my ear. Anyways, just the, you know, I would happen to be working in a game store at that time, and I would honestly say that more little kids ask for the game than actual adults did.
Like, we used to work for that type of company back in the days after college.
I think part of that was because Marvel allowed him to be into the Lego Marvel game.
Okay,
and
wait.
Deadpool
came out before Lego Marvel.
Was it? I thought it was after.
No. Came out before.
So we're stepping out of boundaries here right now, but main focus is Marvel, especially now they're burying everybody and anybody that gets in their way in the in the movies, especially in May. Everybody that's listening right now, don't expect anything else to come out in May or during the summertime.
I mean, DC's trying to come
out. No, you know what?
That's not going
to
work.
Expect some things to come out, but don't expect them to do well.
Yeah. They're going to get buried. They're going to get bodied.
Because DC, it looks like they're going to make the grave mistake of releasing a movie in May.
Or very close.
You know that they jump ship and saying that, no, we don't want to go against Captain America 3.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's understandable, though.
You have a great storyline versus...
The one thing DC has been doing right, and that's been their animated features.
But we're talking about blockbuster movies versus...
I know. But that's really what they're doing right. Everything else has been...
Even then, their animated features are a little small market.
That's what I'm saying, Wayne. I mean, you got...
DC is a very small market.
Yeah.
You're an anchovy in a...
In a shark tank.
You're an anchovy in a...
DC also isn't really willing to take quite as big of a risk as Marvel was. So.
That's in my opinion, that's going to be their undoing. They have to take risk.
Yeah.
They have to grab the bull by the balls and say, let's go.
It's almost like DC's taking too much of a creative freedom, and that's what's their downfall is going to be.
Yeah,
I think so.
They're not paying too much homage to the original storylines. They're not
following
any kind of set story base that fans are used to, but they're trying to cater to those same fans.
They're constantly changing origins and bits and pieces of
in
history.
In my opinion, the only good DC quote-unquote movies is the first Superman, which is Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
And the Dark Knight trilogy.
Dark Knight actually did do very well. And Christopher Reeve, you know, the late Christopher Reeve.
Rest in peace, buddy. I miss you, man.
I mean... Like I was saying, that he played Superman like how Robert Downey Jr. is playing Iron Man, like how
he played that persona perfectly.
Yeah, he
like
embodied.
Like how Chris Evans is playing Captain America, how Mark Ruffalo is playing Hulk. Like they're just he was embodied. That was him.
Yeah.
That was his role. That was his defining role in his career.
Yeah. They're not creating a character. They're becoming the character.
They play the character in real life too.
That's what Marvel is doing so well, and that's what DC is not doing so much.
Yep.
But every time, you know, like just look at the Batman series for example. Before Dark Knight Rises, how many times did they switch Batmans? Even now, you have Affleck.
Yeah.
They
took Daredevil and they gave him eyes.
That might not work. Well, they took Johnny Sloan turns to Captain America. It worked.
Sure, but that's still Marvel to Marvel.
I know.
Yeah.
This is
Marvel to DC.
It was, yeah, it was.
jumped ship.
Johnny just became the man that Captain America wanted him to be.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, again, this is our discussion of what happened this week and the week before.
We can have this debate for.
Yeah, I know, but I have to go somewhere right now because I'm going to be late. Again, so Saturday will be our Kamikaze.
Kamikaze!
Shut up. Is it our first time?
It is. First time for myself, Wayne?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal because...
It's probably our cherries called Kamikaze.
So not only is it our first Kamikaze, this is our first big media convention.
Big convention. We've been stuck with Hawaii conventions, which... Don't get me wrong, they were fun in their own respect, but...
Yeah. We've gotten a small anime.
It's like going to a DC movie and going to a Marvel movie.
It's like comparing Kawaii Con to San Diego Comic Con.
Which is what we're kind of doing. We're comparing Kawaii Con to Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys.
We'll see what happens here. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
We're like,
dangerous.
All right. So, the Guinness, Book of World Records for,
Human Tetris. Human Tetris, that is taking place Saturday.
I will be there with my camera. Wayne will be there with his camera. Mimi's going to be there with her cosplay. Same with Mage, hopefully. Jesse, you'll be Link.
Yeah, right. I've got my shield of swords.
Sweet!
I don't have my tunic or my chainmail.
Yeah, close enough.
I wish I did. I had an opportunity to get some actual like full body chainmail, but
you got stuck in it.
I got stuck in it.
No,
I let it go by.
No.
But I do have a picture of it. It is on my Facebook page.
Hey guys, if you guys feel free to put it on there. So, anywho, again, this is two shots.
Like I said, it's on my Facebook page.
Yeah, again, this is
my profile page, actually.
Oh, yes. Sword.
Mace. Morningstar.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That's even more devastating than before. Anyhow, again, it's twoshotsofgeek.com. And make sure to like us. Share our page. Make sure to go to our website to see upcoming podcasts like this one, upcoming reviews. Like Wayne and I, we have to go through the
Steadicam.
Steadicam curve. Oh my god, that thing's a pain in the ass to steady, but I'm still doing it. And also for new features, also for Mimi's cosplay, and also Kim as well. And so, yeah, that's about it.
And like I said, we got a con going on this weekend, so a ton of pictures there. Got another one going on in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned.
And then out of nowhere, December comes, January comes, next thing you know, it's Comic-Con around the corner.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll jump that hurdle when we get there.
I know, but you know. Once we talk about it, next thing you know, it's like, next week, what? Okay, anyway, yeah. All right, again, so we're twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time.
And as always, thanks to our new listeners for checking in.
Yes.
If this is your first podcast,
like it.
Welcome.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for more.
Check back some of our previous podcasts, especially some of the more recent ones that we've done.
Yes.
And we hope you enjoy your stay.
Till the next time.
Till the next time.
All right, let's go. See what I did there?